1. In stating women. Luke 1, 26 to 80. The initial birth stories place Mary and Elizabeth at the heart of the Incarnation. The good news of the Kingdom of God in its preparation and delivery came through women. When it reached its climax in resurrection, the news was carried by women. In both contexts, the men initially did not believe it. Zechariah was dumb in his unbelief, and the apostles thought the women's words were idle tales. Women took the lead with God by their willingness to participate. In Mary's case, it was her willingness to be the mother of God. As she said, "Be it unto me according to your word." And Elizabeth publicly recognized that she was the mother of his forerunner when she insisted, "His name is John." The coming of the gospel places women on an equal footing with men, but more, as those able to reinstate men into a place in which they'd failed. Jesus did his first miracle at the leading of Mary, and the first person that he revealed himself to as the Messiah was a woman, who then evangelized the men of her village. A woman who he described as having great faith taught him to understand the significance of other nations. And it was to the woman who anointed him with expensive perfume in Simon the leper's house that he promised her devotion would be remembered forever, although the men complained about it. While there were leading women in the Old Testament, such as Eve, Sarah, Hagar, Dinah, Zipporah, Miriam, Jael, Queen of Sheba, they were the exception, not the rule. So women were not reinstated by the gospel, but properly instated into their human role as God's image bearers and became the initiators and apostles of the good news of the Kingdom of God. The task of women is to receive and continue to outwork this example of leadership in the Ecclesia. The task of men is to honour, make way for, and encourage women in their instated role. This, of course, has serious implications for men who need to share in or make way for women in roles that they have tended to seen as occupied by males. In turn, men need to give themselves to roles that they may have regarded as the job of women. Two more things to say about this. The fullness of the Kingdom of God, the New Jerusalem, is described in feminine terms, and it is this, and not the church, that is described as the bride of Christ. It is the task of the Ecclesia of women and men to work together for this kingdom fullness.